Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
No, I saw a commercial just the other day for your Ego or Eco or what? What's the
My
called?
Ego?
Yeah, you're on
the lawnmower.
Yes.
Okay. Slacker's taking out commercials. Hello, everyone.
I just need to know that if you see me in public, at least stroke my ego a little. Say something nice about the show.
No, it's when you transferred all your like lawn equipment over to the Ego. Yeah.
Why do they call it Ego?
It should be Eco, shouldn't it?
But you know what? I kind of get it because it's not cheap. Like, the lawnmower was like $500.
Yeah, or six.
So it is a bit of an ego pump.
Well, I did see a commercial, and I got jealous because I just bought a new gas mower, and I kind of want it.
Why do you keep buying? Dude.
I know. The guy was riding an Eco.
No.
They're making
they
a rider.
They do not make a
on
riding.
On those batteries? I'm thinking, no way, but he was kicked
back. Oh, my
back.
God, the battery barely makes it through. It would no way be able to haul my butt around.
Okay.
And, really?
Yeah, and I had to do a double take. I went, they make riders?
Oh, man.
So if they do, I might get rid of
it. I just want to say this. My edger is badass, and I'd be happy to come out and edge your hold on.
It's fun, isn't it?
Oh, my God, it's such a good edger. I got to have 17 batteries, though, but it's because it runs out because it's that's a big blade like going whoa, 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 whoa,
yeah
and it's hitting the pavement and stuff so it like
you gotta be careful
you know why we're like with you having a gas powered mower like you can't if this gas crisis hits Colorado you're screwed.
Wait, no, it's not coming out here, is it?
It could go anywhere. It's
no,
all,
no.
The it's, only reason there's a crisis in North Carolina is those hayseed idiots. Yeah, I'm talking to you, Chuck. by the way, that's one of our bosses. They panic bought like you did with paper towels. If they wouldn't have panic bought, it wouldn't have ran out. And did you see? Like I saw pictures. There's a woman. It could totally be you.
Okay.
She's got two of the Rubbermaid things that your entire basement is full of.
Yes.
She's pouring gas into those.
Okay, I would hoard with a better like receptacle.
How?
Than
because I mean you can't go buy more gas cans; they're sold out.
Oh,
everything's
I've
gone.
I've seen people using Tupperware, using clear trash bags.
No,
that's not
like,
gonna hold gasoline.
No, they're not using trash
yeah.
bags.
She had them in the back of her trunk. She had two full clear trash.
Somebody
bags.
In Florida had a Hummer, and they filled up four gasoline containers. And you know, then there's vapor.
Yeah,
and
people don't remember that.
I think they lost their Hummer. It caught on fire. It was destroyed. The whole Hummer's gone because they were hoarding gas.
See, I respect the hoarding, but they just have to do it right. I mean, be smart about it.
Here's what I'm thinking. If you had a Rubbermaid container, which would hold it, full of gas, how do you get it out?
There's that. Sloshing around.
Like, what are you going to try to pour it into?
Put a hole in the side and a spigot? How are you going to
siphon it out?
Did you see somebody, I don't remember where this was, I don't even know if I have the story, like climb, because gas is in short supply, climbed underneath a U-Haul, drilled a hole in it,
ooh.
In the gas tank,
ooh.
To steal the gas. They had a 5-gallon container, they were able to get the 5 gallons out, and then the other 35 gallons just drained onto the ground.
What the?
Legit.
Oh, my.
And then the police put out a thing saying, hey, thank you so much for parking by the 7-Eleven or whatever. We have great footage of your truck
ooh.
And footage of you walking around the car. It's a matter of time before we find you.
But that's all going to stay East Coast, the hoarding of it.
So far, we're not being idiots. But ooh. I mean, and the pipeline's kind of open, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They paid.
Yeah. It was like
ransom.
$5 million.
There
right?
was ransomware. Yeah.
Well, most people, like when the ransomware hit our company, that we didn't pay. That's why we were down for so long.
Okay. We did not pay.
No.
They wanted like what, half a billion for a million?
No. So they finally got smart. They charge an amount that's just enough. Like if they hit you, they'd charge you like $5,000 if they hit you personally. Because it's like,
it's right in the wheel.
Yeah, I know, yeah, right? It's just a number that, oh God, can I do a quick intervention? I need this to stop. T-Hack has a ginormous he hoards Chick-fil-A sauce in the individual. They come in the little things, and like when he goes.
Okay, but he's not wrong because now there's a Chick-fil-A sauce shortage too.
Got it, but so, they sell it in the grocery stores now. Like, so I bought a big container of Chick-fil-A sauce because he like
if bigger than this.
That is, no, what he's collecting is the little ones that you get at the, like single dipping. And then he like, there's a safe to get into. It's almost like he won't let, don't you remember? Like he's got like four nuggets left and he's like, I don't know. Is that enough to open a whole nother container?
Oh, that's right.
Like it causes the him distress. So it's like, buddy, I want you to have this and I want you to eat as much Chick-fil-A sauce as you want.
Thank you. Thank you.
Because they sell it in Walmart now. They sell it
Everywhere. But he's still hoarding it like he's in North Carolina getting gas.
This is a whole pint of it. I don't know what to say. I'm being brought to tears.
you should put this in your ego commercial.
It should be. I take care of people.
I'm slacker for
what's wrong with you, T-Hack?
Some allergies. Just changing weather.
Is anybody concerned that we're all like... Because COVID is now striking people who have the vaccine pretty hard.
What's up with that?
I don't know. Well, the truth is, it's not a vaccine, by the way. It's not really. Right? Can I say that? Are we allowed to say
that? I don't know what the definition of a vaccine is supposed to be.
What I think of a vaccine is a vaccine will prevent you from getting the thing.
Yeah.
This,
in theory.
This vaccine does not do that.
No, you get it.
You can still get COVID, but this vaccine is supposed to make you have less of it. So, like, Bill Maher was set to shoot his show with Neil Tyson, Degrassi, and all this stuff, and they all just take a PCR test before, and he's got COVID, but he's fully vaccinated. He has no symptoms, but now he's back in quarantine. And half the New York Yankees are like, and now T-Hack is, like, breathing on me with that nasty, weird voice he's got.
Well, those tests are always pretty accurate.
So. Are you being sarcastic?
Oh, I don't. That was a long time ago. And all that,
the old T-Hack has come out. So, I mean, bottom line is, I don't like. Are you positive you don't have it?
Yeah, I don't have a fever.
But you don't have to have the classic symptoms.
But that's what they check to get in an airplane. So,
good point.
So where are we at? Okay, all right. Speaking of airplanes, I know we got to move on, but like beer and wine are back.
Yeah, you addicts had the biggest. Yeah,
it is the greatest day. If you're flying, I think it starts like right now. They make it so the only, this is what I didn't understand. Like, they'll come to you and hand you a can of Sprite. So why can't you just hand me an effing beer?
Mm-hmm.
The reason is they don't want to touch your credit card.
There it is. But now they found a way around that.
I think they put like a card reader on the thing.
But when I was just on a flight, they sold water. So free water is dangerous. But if you pay $4 for it, then they clean the COVID off.
Are you telling the truth?
I swear. They say we don't have our normal drink cart and food, but we do have bottled water available for purchase on the plane.
You know, I learned a long time ago from a flight attendant that if you purchase alcohol and you hand them their card, their card reader works maybe 2 out of 10 times.
Truth.
And they won't even tell you to hand your card back and just... They won't even...
That's why every time I'm on a plane, I order doubles, and I order like 6 of them.
Smart.
9 times out of 10, yep. I don't
Smart.
Get charged.
They don't. And sometimes they'll just be nice and not charge you anyway.
Maybe that's why they got rid of alcohol.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.